It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys with must-add players and deep roster pickups. It's the Waiver Wire Show. Here's Kevin Moore.
Hello, hi, how are you? It's the Fantasy Football Guys. I'm Kevin Moore, and it is the Waiver Wire Show, where we tell you, well, I tell you anyway, guys I think you should pick up. Guys I think you shouldn't pick up, but other people are telling you to pick up. Anyway, let's get right to it. We have a few guys that are just kind of great starts this week. Guys who were on the waiver wire last week, too, that probably should have been picked up. If you didn't, it's your own damn fault. So let's try to get it done this week, all right, shall we? Let's take a look at the quarterback list. Hey, you know what? Let's not do the quarterback list first. Let's take a look at some injuries. Let's do that. Because some of those injuries will kind of inform what you need to pick up. So let's do that. Derek Carr is out for 2 to 6 weeks with a fractured back. I think they call it a transverse process fracture. I have no idea what bone that is, but whatever it is, Carr is out for the next 2 to 6 weeks. I saw somebody saying that they should pick up Colin Kaepernick because he's familiar with the vicinity. The hell does that mean? Anyway, it looks like it's EJ Manuel taking the place of Carr for the next 2 to 6, and that could really wash out the Raiders' season. So we'll see how that affects everybody else, from Amari Cooper to Jalen Richard to, the list goes on and on. So Marcus Mariota, another quarterback hurt, has a strained hammy. He's day-to-day. He may get to play sooner rather than later. Paul Perkins, a running back for the Giants, had x-rays, negative injury diagnosed as a rib contusion. So a bruised rib. Feels bad, I'm guessing. Odell Beckham Jr., I don't know if you saw the picture he posted on Instagram, but the ball bent his finger back. I don't know if it dislocated it or what, but that was pretty damn gnarly. Chris Carson out indefinitely, probably for, the season. I don't know, he's got a broken leg, so I'm guessing he's out for a good long time. Dalvin Cook officially out for the season. You've probably heard that as well. Some other situations. Julio Jones has a hip injury, but it's not supposed to keep him out for any long amount of time. Bye week coming up for them, so he may not miss any time at all. But Jordan Matthews, I think he underwent surgery today, if not today, then soon, for his thumb. So he's out for at least a month. Charles Clay actually did pretty well. We'll talk about him in a few minutes when we get to tight ends. With him out, Charles Clay looks pretty good. So let's see. That's pretty much it as far as the news goes, as far as injury news. There may be some more as we get through the rest of the week, but right now, that would be all. So let's look at the quarterbacks. Obviously, the quarterback that's on everybody's wish list at this point, unless you have one of the big boys, a guy named Deshaun Watson out of Houston. He's done pretty well the last couple weeks. He was a big pickup last week, but he's still available in 66% of Yahoo leagues. I'm amazed at that. I actually picked him up in a league I run with a young James Boy producer, and he dropped like 47 points for us, which was pretty cool. He went 25-34, 283, 4 TDs, ran for a touchdown to go along with 24 yards. So I don't know what your quarterback situation is, but with bye weeks on the way, and with injuries, et cetera, he's the hot hand right now. A lot of weapons there. So Deshaun Watson, definite pickup. Another guy who's not quite as hot because he's actually entering a pretty tough stretch of defenses he's playing, but it's Jared Goff. This team has put up, 40 points, 40 points, 35 points the last 3 weeks. One of the best offenses in the league, and Goff is right there in the middle of it. 255 yards and 2 TDs last week. Dude's averaging 268, 7 TDs, 1 pick on the season, 78% availability. Yeah, I'm saying get Jared Goff. I'm not saying start him. I'm saying get him. And if you think that's weird, check this one out. I'm saying you should pick up Andy Dalton. Yes, I am. You ready? You want to know why? Well, I could tell you about the 286 yards and 4 TDs and 29 running yards he had this last week, and that would be pretty good. But here's the thing. Since they cut loose Ken Zampezi, the offensive coordinator that they fired a couple weeks ago, Andy Dalton is 46 of 57 for just under 500 yards, 6 TDs, no picks. So, you don't think coaching is all that important? Now they have a new guy. I think his name is Bill Lazor, And Andy Dalton's actually looking like a quarterback you can play on a fantasy team. Go figure. So, yeah, Deshaun Watson, Jared Goff, Andy Dalton. Who'd have thunk it? Let's take a look at the tight ends. We mentioned Charles Clay before. I'm going to mention him again. 112 yards on 5 catches, 7 targets there, 44% availability in Yahoo leagues. Your mileage may vary, of course. Evan Engram from the Giants had 11 targets, caught 6 of them for 62 yards. He's available in 53% of Yahoo leagues. You know what? I don't know if that team's ever going to win a game, but I don't really care. This is a young tight end. I picked him up in our Dynasty League. I love him in a Dynasty League. So I don't know how well he's going to do, you know, for the rest of his career. But I kind of like him for the rest of this year, you know. And if I can get him in a Dynasty League, I'll take it. All right. Let's look at the next guy. A guy named Tyler Kroft, a Cincinnati player. 7 targets, 6 catches, 68 yards, and 2 TDs this last week. Available in just under 100% of Yahoo leagues. Now, he's really only useful until Eifert gets back, because we know he's going to be the man. But if you're just looking to stream a tight end or in a DraftKings league, Tyler Kroft is going to be cheap, and he may be able to do a little work for you. Not bad. Austin Seferian Jenkins from the Jets. Yeah, I said the Jets. Guess what? They're tied with the Patriots in the AFC East. I think that's more a product of the Patriots not playing well as it is the Jets playing well. Either way, the Jets, you know, traditionally haven't done any work with a tight end as far as touchdowns, etc. But, you know, ASJ is a guy who can get it done. 4 targets, 4 catches, 46 yards available in 93% of Yahoo leagues. And you can use that, take that to the bank. All right, so let me write my time down here. I'm trying to keep this relatively short, you know, because I know you don't have all the time in the world. Running back list and wide receiver list, pretty long this week. There's a lot of action here. So let's take a look first. Alvin Kamara from the New Orleans Saints. Now, allegedly, and I read this, doesn't mean it's true, but I read it, that Sean Payton says he really wants to have it be a two-back system. That doesn't look good for Adrian Peterson, quite frankly, because you know Mark Ingram gets the job done. And look at what Alvin Kamara did. 5 carries, 25 yards. That ain't so great. But he was targeted 10 times in the passing game, caught all 10 of them for 71 yards, and a touchdown. Yeah, I think he's going to get some work. 54% availability in Yahoo leagues. Worth a look anyway. Andre Ellington in Arizona. 5 carries, 18 yards. Not great, but 14 targets, 9 catches, 86 yards. I'll take that in a flex every week, kid. 76% availability in Yahoo leagues. Also, Duke Johnson in Cleveland. We recommended him last week and a couple times on the Wednesday and Saturday show. The thing about Duke is, you know, he's gotten a touchdown last couple weeks on the ground. 4 carries, 13 yards. Meh, not great. But in a PPR, 9 catches on 10 targets, 47 yards. Now, he's not quite as available as the other guys, 38% availability. So at some point in Yahoo, you know, people kind of get into a league and then quit it, whatever. So a lot of those leagues go dormant, you know, a quarter of the way through the season, and we're there now. So 38% availability may not mean much to you, but it's worth a look to see if he's available in your league. Why not give it a try? Sure. All right, so we all saw that Dalvin Cook went down in Minnesota. Bad news. He's out for the season, and we also know that the Vikings brought Latavius Murray in for a peak, right? And he's still there. He once Cook went down, he went 7 carries, 21 yards, 3 carry. Also caught 2 for 8 yards, so not great, but Cook is out for the season, so it's going to be the Murray show, at least initially. So, he is also available in 83% of Yahoo League. So, let's look at the Jets, you know, with Forte out. And you just tell, I don't know how long he's going to be out, but it's given an opportunity to Elijah McGuire. Have you ever heard of him? Well, you know what? He's lighting it up in New York. 10 carries, 93 yards and a touchdown. Caught 2 more for 38. I don't know what his situation is going to be when Forte comes back, but he's making the most of his opportunities, that's for sure. So in a DraftKings league, or if you're streaming tight ends, or I'm sorry, if you're streaming running backs for the bye weeks, then Elijah McGuire, believe it or not, may be a good matchup play. Also, another guy in New York who kind of stepped into the limelight this last week, Wayne Gallman, of all people, for the Giants, stepped in. And actually, for the first time all season, we actually saw something out of a Giants running game. I know. 11 carries, 42 yards, 2 catches for 8 yards, scored a touchdown there as well. I'm not saying grab him, but, you know, Paul Perkins has a bruised rib. He hasn't been able to get anything done in the running game. Wayne Gallman, on the other hand, has been. Who knows? It's the Giants. They're 0-4. Maybe they'll mix things up. Put him on the end of your bench if you want to. 97% availability in Yahoo. This next one's kind of funny because he was the assumed starter coming into the season. Not so much now, but maybe he is. I'll explain. Seattle Seahawks, Eddie Lacy was brought in to be the man, the quote-unquote man. He carried the ball, what, a dozen times in the first game, then disappeared. He was a healthy scratch in one game. But in the meantime, Thomas Rawls has shown himself to be basically useless. Chris Carson, a guy who was picked like fifth from the end in the seventh round, became the starting guy. Yeah, he broke a leg. So Eddie Lacy came in, carried the ball 11 times for 52 yards. Not spectacular, but, you know, he's going to be their guy, allegedly. And then he's available in 80% of leagues. He's a running back who's playing. And guess what? J.D. McKissic, also of Seattle, came in, had 4 runs for 38 yards and a touchdown, caught one for 27 yards and a TD. He's available in 97% of Yahoo leagues. Now, the thing about the Lacy-McKissic situation here is that McKissic was on the practice squad until earlier in the day. They activated him because of Procise's injury. I forgot to mention him. He's also in the mix, right? So McKissic is a converted wide receiver in the Ty Montgomery vein, but he was a college wide receiver, and now he's trying to play running back. I don't really see them giving him the lion's share of the carries, but what a mess there in the backfield in Seattle. But it looks like Eddie Lacy's going to get the first shot yet again to take the reins in Seattle. So there you have it. It's hard to recommend anybody wearing a Ravens uniform at this point, but Alex Collins, last 2 weeks, 9 carries, 82 yards each week. It's kind of bizarre, frankly. But, those are okay flex numbers, I guess. I'd like to see him get in the end zone, but I'm sure Ravens fans would too. Oh, 90% availability for Mr. Collins. And the last guy, and I put this guy last because really he's only really worth if you have a Ty Montgomery situation on your roster. But Aaron Jones came in. Excuse me. Didn't even have time to get to the cough button. Anyway, Aaron Jones came in after Montgomery went down, and then Williams went down as well with a knee. And here comes Aaron Jones, 13 carries, 49 yards, and a TD. How about that? So, you know, his value is only going to be as much as Ty Montgomery's health allows it to be. And who knows what Williams' situation is at this point. But Aaron Jones, you know, if he's playing, maybe he's a DraftKings flex or an RB2 if you're looking to load up on receivers there. So there you go. Not a lot to love, really, but it's Aaron Jones, and he's available in 89% of Yahoo leagues. So, all right, we have a few wide receivers to tell you about. First one would be Devin Funchess from Carolina. So Greg Olsen goes out, right? And they're needing a big body receiver to take his place. And, you know, it's not Ed Dixon. We've already seen that. Devin Funchess, on the other hand, could be that guy. 9 targets, 7 catches, 70 yards, couple TDs this last week against New England. Now, of course, it's New England, and their pasty is atrocious. But he's 75% available in Yahoo leagues, and he's been around for a while. This was he was supposed to be the guy who was going to, you know, set the world on fire in Carolina. Maybe he's actually going to do that now. That would be refreshing. Go ahead and pick him up if you like. Zay Jones from Buffalo is basically this is an opportunity pickup, really, because J-Matt is out for the month at least. He's going to get surgery or had surgery on his thumb. So Zay Jones had a catch for 15 yards. Obviously didn't do great last week, but you know perhaps his opportunities will be enhanced, as they say, with J-Matt not being in. 85% availability in Yahoo leagues. I threw Danny Amendola on this list. Everybody should know about him. He's available in half of Yahoo leagues. 6 catches, 7 targets, 42 yards, and a TD. The thing about it is that with that bad defense in New England, Brady's going to have to be throwing the ball a lot. He's already doing it. He's tied for the lead in touchdowns, I think, so far with 10. And Amendola's caught a couple of those. So in that offense, a guy who Brady trusts, like Amendola, certainly worth a flex spot. And he's available in half of the leagues in Yahoo, so give him a look. I actually was a little amazed that Alan Hearns was still available in half of Yahoo leagues as well. Because Allen Robinson goes out, Alan Hearns should take over. Did get 10 targets this last week, only caught 4. I don't recall all those targets, but I'm thinking some of the non-catches out of those 6 were Bortles' fault just as much as they were Hearns. 42 yards there, but if you're looking for a bye week fill in, Alan Hearns is going to get opportunities, as you know. Juju Smith-Schuster from Pittsburgh. I throw him on here because there's a lot of Pittsburgh fans in the world, and why not cater to you guys? 3 catches, 4 targets, 4 yards. It's got to be more than 4. I must have mistyped that. But anyway, did have a TD as well. 98% availability for Juju Smith-Schuster, and that's a deep pickup. You know, if you've got like an 8 or 10 player bench, that's a guy you grab for, you know, the end of the year, bye week fill-ins, et cetera. I wouldn't recommend dropping anybody playable to pick up Juju at this point. I would say Will Fuller's a guy you might want to pick up. First game back, he caught a couple TDs he had 4 catches, 35 yards, and a couple TDs. Kind of got caught up in that whole Deshaun Watson thing. But, you know, it's great to have a guy like Nuke on the other side to pull the safeties off. Will Fuller, 5, maybe the guy who's going to take advantage of that. 68% availability in Yahoo leagues. Will Fuller, 5. Jerron Brown from Arizona. There's John Brown, Jerron Brown. But Jerron is actually making the most of his opportunities as well. Had a 105 on 8 catches, 12 targets. I like the targets. I always look at those targets because if they're going that person's way a lot, that means they trust them, they're in the game plan, etc. So I like that. Jerron Brown available in 94% of those Yahoo leagues we like to talk about. So, last guy, and this is kind of an opportunity pickup as well. Last week, the guy was 0 for 0. No targets, no catches, nothing. But Devontae Adams is going to be out for a period of time. We don't know how long it's going to be, but we saw the hit, and we all know that there's going to be, you know, at least a week or two of downtime for him. So Geronimo Allison may be a decent pickup to stash on your bench, just as long as, you know, just as long as Devontae Adams is out.
Let's ride.
Whew. A lot of guys to talk about. A little out of breath. Anyway, we'll be back on Wednesday with the week 5. That's right, week 5 preview. Until then, have a good one. I wanna